The Secret Sauce of Chinese Social Media Apps by Tiffany App and Kinling Lo. Published January 24, 2025. Narrated by AI. In the days leading up to the January 19th deadline for TikTok, users in the US scrambled to find alternatives. But instead of YouTube, X, or Instagram, the so-called TikTok refugees flocked to Chinese apps such as Xiaohongshu and another ByteDance product, Lemonade, which uses a recommendation algorithm similar to that of TikTok. In trying out Chinese apps as a form of protest, language barrier be damned, many of TikTok's 170 million American users discovered the same features that had made TikTok so appealing, an infinite scroll of hyper-targeted recommendations and interactions with friendly strangers. Xiaohongshu, one of China's most popular lifestyle social networks, quickly became the most downloaded app on Apple's US App Store, followed by Lemonade. A key driver behind the success of Chinese apps is that they have integrated e-commerce into their platforms, blending entertainment and networking with sales to monetize their famously addictive algorithms, according to Chinese social media experts and marketing firms. The platforms also continually surface fresh, engaging content, not only fueling binge watching, but also exposing users to new trends and shopping opportunities. TikTok's algorithm is so good and so influential that it became a very powerful social media platform that attracted a lot of people. Mandy Hu, director of the Center for Consumer Insights and associate professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, told Rest of World. Their e-commerce business model was a way to cash in on the popularity. All of China's major social platforms have a component of shopping built into them, known in the industry as shoppertainment or social commerce. Xiaohongshu was launched in 2013 as a guide for Chinese travelers looking for shopping recommendations. The model has delivered. In 2023, TikTok's Chinese sister app, Douyin, said its platform sales exceeded 2 trillion yuan, $2 billion. Xiaohongshu doesn't disclose detailed figures, but the app's aggressive expansion into social commerce in 2023 coincided with the first year it turned a net profit to the tune of $500 million. At the same time, social networking is built into the most popular Chinese online shopping platforms, like Taobao, Tmall, and JD.com. They feature live-streamed videos of shopping influencers and robust chat and photo sharing functions, blurring the lines between social media and e-commerce. With algorithms designed to spark impulse buys among wide swaths of users, China has become the global leader in social commerce, with nearly half the respondents in a 2024 McKinsey survey reporting they'd recently made purchases directly through social media apps. Western social networks, on the other hand, remain focused on advertising revenue, and their algorithms tend to prioritize accounts that users have opted to follow. Mary Lee Bliss, chief content officer at YPulse, a New York-based research firm that studies consumer trends among young people, told Rest of World. TikTok's powerful search function and For You recommendation algorithm surfaced videos on anything that was trending, creating a heightened discovery experience, Bliss said. It is kind of ironic considering concerns about Chinese government influence, but truly, it democratized content in a way that no other app had. Although TikTok only launched TikTok Shop in 2023, American users' social commerce content helped boost ByteDance's non-China revenue by 60% last year, despite regulatory pressures. Last year, TikTok said it topped $100 million in Black Friday shopping revenue in the U.S. Without a ban, TikTok could one day rival Amazon, Ryan Broderick, a tech journalist and commentator, told Rest of World.